Exodus 32, if you'll stand, find your place in God's book. Verse number 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side and go in and out from the gate to throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor." And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. You can be seated. I want to preach a little while, if God had helped me tonight, on who's on the Lord's side. I have reason myself to ask that question. I've been a pastor almost continually since 1967. I've pastored 8 or 9 churches. I've been where I am now 34 years. And a lot of times I still want to ask who's on the Lord's side. And I want to say right here, I want to thank God for the journey.
Amen.
My health's been kind of going up and down, old heart rattling around. And I don't know how much further I'm going to be able to go. And so I have to make up my mind how I want to stress the trip, the rest of the trip. And God's not going to settle for anything but hammer down. And so I come in hollering and preaching, and I aim to go out that way. And God has got a way. These folks have been on the journey now some years. 40 years is going to be behind them when they get inside the promised land across the river. Everything above 20 years old started out that way is going to be dead.
That's right.
And the young'uns are going to come up and take over. They're getting ready now for the law to be presented to them.
Right.
They just been Moses walking in their midst and saying, "You go here and you go there, and you go here and you go there, and this is the solution to your problem, and this is the solution to your problem." But they're going to change the step now. And Moses is in the mountains. And the church begins to play. Are you listening to me?
That's right.
I'm glad tonight. Listen to me, friend. If you're just good when the preacher's in the house, you got problems.
Amen.
And God wants to do a thing with everybody's life that's here tonight.
Amen.
It's like Brother Larry has been preaching to us. We're all in one family. And God's a-dealing with that family. Everything else will just fall away. But when we come down to the end, it's going to be God's people that's still going to be shouting.
Amen.
They said, "Now, we don't know what's happened to the preacher." Oh, how many times I've heard it. In my country, if there's any trouble, they fire the preacher. It's been that way all down through the years.
Uh-huh.
And every October they have a call meeting, good or bad, don't make any difference. And if somebody gets a little mean, they'll blame it on the preacher and then send him away and get another one. Now listen to me. God's not satisfied with wishy-washy church membership.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? I think we need some godly people that wants to get on the Lord's side.
Amen.
I'm gonna draw a line here tonight, and y'all just don't pay no attention to what I'm doing. But we need some people on the Lord's side. I mean, some that don't have to be guarded every day, and spoon fed, and make sure you have plenty of dinners, and put a basketball goal out on your church ground, and have all kinds of get to do's and sell this and sell that and buy suppers in order to get the people to come. We need some folks that have some godly grit. Are you hearing me? That wants to serve God in truth and in spirit. I'm glad that there's a God in heaven that's got sufficient power to help us every lick we hit and every move we make. God can. Are you hearing me? There's been a lot of ups and downs in my journey. There's been a lot of folks that wouldn't, but there's been a few folks that would. And thank God, I've preached as much as 6 times and hold 2 baptizings on a weekend and sang on the radio on Sunday afternoon all in the same weekend. And go to the house and lay down a little while and get up again and go. For a long time, I averaged preaching every day for years. Here and yonder and at home and around, and I'm enjoying every bit of it, and still I am. I can't go like that now, but I'm going what I can go and what I can do, and I got it in my mind to go on and shout her out all the way. They said, we don't know what's happened to the preacher. We need something. Help. Make us some God. Boys, right immediately in my mind, things begin to come up where we've made gods. I can't hardly go anywhere and talk to people. It used to be I couldn't visit for a television. They wouldn't turn it off to talk to me. Are you hearing me? Y'all ever had that problem? And now I can't talk to them for the cell phone. They're sitting 3 or 4 in a family. I listen to their cell phones, and every time I say anything, they have to say, huh? I would to God again that it lay a bunch of junk down and say, I'm a Christian. I want to read my Bible instead of looking and seeing if there's anything online for me. God help us. Y'all don't look at me that way. It don't make me nervous, but I like it better if you just bow your head, I guess. But God, now listen to me. God's still around. God's not died. Amen. Just because Moses is on the mountain, I don't mean these are still God's people. They are. And I don't make any difference what the world does and what Miss Pelosi does in Washington, D.C. or what Trump does. God's still running things for His camp and His people. Amen.
Amen.
You say, preacher, don't get into politics. I will if I want to. And they said, make us gods. Now look at this Aaron feller. He's a good feller. Hadn't been, God wouldn't put him where He put him. But he's one of them people that talks a good talk. But when the pinch comes, he just kind of hums around and finally goes with the people. Are y'all listening to me? I say we need some men that'll run their own household.
Amen.
And to make deacons down at the church that'll say whatever the preacher wants. If it's in the Bible, we're for it. And if y'all don't like it, you can get right or leave.
Amen.
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 And so Moses said, oh, better if I take your earrings off.
Amen.
Men had earrings on, women had earrings on, all kinds of jewelry. You ever see the like? Some of these professional ball players have on necklaces worth $500,000. God help. We had one to get killed the other day in a helicopter, and no telling how rich he was. I reckon he owned the own helicopter. And all he talked about is him and his daughter getting killed. Never said anything about anybody else is on the plane. But I want y'all to know I ain't much, but I'm in the gang.
Amen.
They got what they wanted. but they lost what they had. I don't know where you are. You're just wrong for the ride. Or do you want to do something that counts for God Almighty? Help us all, Lord. And God looked down and saw what was going on. They took their clothes off and are dancing. You ever seen such a time? People can't stand clothes no more. I'm gonna have to, as long as I've been there and preached against ungodliness, I gotta go home and straighten some things out about a dress code. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Bless you, preacher.
Yes, sir.
And, God knew what is going on. It don't make any preachers there or not. God knows what's going on.
That's right.
And he said, I'm hearing things down to Cain. I want you to go down. Oh, Joshua and Hur, some on the mountain with God, said they're having a time down there. And Moses said, what I hear is not having a time. They're singing and dancing. Did you know we've got to the place where we can't hardly tell a difference in music and music.
That's right.
Can't hardly tell the difference in preaching and preaching.
Amen.
About go with anything. God help us.
Amen.
To get back again. Yes. To understand God's ways, God's way, and it's no such thing as rock and roll gospel.
That's right.
I was a thanking God for these old time songs sung around here tonight. Somebody said, what did we sing before? Amazing Grace. We sung How Firm a Foundation. That's exactly right. Amen. Thank God the old songs are still all right. They're all written, but somebody knows what they're talking about. I'm glad, hallelujah, there's still an old-time way that's right for us to plod. Thank God and set our sights on meeting God again and paying the price for what we've done wrong.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I'm glad, hallelujah, that I'm as old as I am. I'm glad heaven's getting nearer to me all the time.
Yes.
I'm glad I got a God that's with me when He ain't around.
Yes.
I'm glad God, when He's on the mountain, He's still God.
Yes.
I'm glad down at the church house or on the road or driving, He's still God.
Yes.
And He expects me to keep myself pure for the Holy Ghost to move in my life and you too. Amen. Us together a-pulling. It ain't time to dance and time to build gods. It has nothing to do with the real God. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Moses coming down now, carrying them two tables of the law written on both sides. God made them stones and God done the writing. Do you ever see God's writing? Moses come down into the camp. All that are going on. Lord, I come home one Saturday afternoon, just going every week. Coming in on Saturday and leaving out on Sunday or Monday. And coming in on Saturday, leaving out on Sunday and Monday. My wife was crying, calling on the phone, said, our church is tore all to pieces. And it was. We got through that mess. I lost 39 one day, and that's tough on us. That's half the crowd. What are you going to do, preacher? I said, I'll fix it when I get home. What are you going to do? You're going to go down somewhere and lay down and cry and say, oh, God help me, I don't know what to do. I know exactly what to do. Get rid of the trash and keep everything as clean and go on like nothing happened.
Amen.
God help us. You say, preacher, you're brutal. No, I'm just going to tend to things as they come down the pike. Lord, help us. You know what, preachers, if we're not careful, We'll fool with things that don't matter and let the big things that matter go. But the call came from God through Moses. Said, everybody's on God's side. Come to me. See that line I drawed down there a while ago? There's a line that we need to step over right in this age. And get in gospel gang again. I'm very interested. I got a lady in North Carolina that had books and books and books. And she died. She went to my church, and that church, people in church, send them to me. And every week I get a big cardboard box of books. Said, you want these? You don't want them? I said, send them. She said, some of them probably ain't no count. I said, I got a garbage can. Throw away what I can. And I've read, you know what? You can't hardly get a hold of modern writers. They're so milky and so wordy, you can't get nothing from it. You got to go back in the 1800s to get hardly anything. Ain't that a shame? Why, in the world? You're going to have to go back there and get the God we left behind.
Yes, sir.
Do you know we've dropped a lot of things the old-timers would do? Like I said last night, I knew the time when we could have church in one building.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And people fuss now over anything. The women don't vote in my church. I'm not trying to be so critical. I'm just trying to stop a lot of things that goes on, you know, do what it can. When we have business meeting, we have one article. Say what we're going to vote on that day and nothing else. Amen. So, all right, we're going to vote on blacktop in the parking lot. All in favor say aye. What say aye? I say motion carried, motion to dismiss. Thank you, Lord, for the service, and amen. You're at liberty to go. That's a real business meeting. But he said, who's on the Lord's side? I want to ask you, who's on the Lord's side? Who just wants what God wants? Who's just interested in this blessed old book and laying it open and following it and asking questions and having discussions? The old timers would get together on Sunday afternoon and just somebody would get a Bible and they all sit in the living room and say, now what about this? What about this? And they'd just discuss it and say, we'll talk to the preacher now. They'd make up their mind. Say, this is the way to go. But that ain't the way it is now on Sunday afternoon. It's a ball game on Sunday afternoon. Hallelujah. See who's going to beat who. I'm going to tell you who's going to beat who. Them that's on God's side.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
I just want to talk to you like that tonight. And maybe some way I could help you to, if you're not on God's side, to get in there. Listen to me, mamas. There's a godly way to raise young'uns. I'm seeing so much young'uns running the home. They come in a restaurant where I'm at. They ask him, where you want to sit, honey? Where you want to sit? He'll go around, try a chair or two, and move around, and finally get them in the back somewhere. I go down to Walmart and they've bought a blue one and he wants a green one. And they go back and get a green one. He don't want that. Yes. And I said, hey, my wife said, now be quiet now. I said, if he'll give him to me a few minutes, he'll take back the green one and the white one both and want to go home. Amen. Yes. You say, preacher, you're cruel. No, we need to go back the old ways of raising young'uns.
Amen.
Amen. Come down to the Lord's side.
Amen.
I want to say again, I vote to get on God's side.
Amen.
It's going to cost you if you do. You're going to have to lay down some things that you picked up along the way that you finally coaxed yourself into believing there wasn't anything wrong in it. But anything gets ahead of God's wrong for you. And God wants your life. And when you came down and got born again, you had to push aside everything on the outside and come down to Jesus Christ only. You and Him, and you didn't make no deal with Him. it come his way or you didn't get born again. Amen. I believe that's right. I'm about done now. But I want to, you know how many they killed that day? 3,000? Y'all listen. Just because they had made us another God, just put it in there. Aaron said, well, we just put it in there and it come out of this calf. Said, tomorrow's a feast day. It wasn't no such a thing. They just made one. That's what we done. We make all kinds of days. Yeah. Anybody, Martin Luther King, his real name's Michael Luther King, by the way. Right. And anybody comes along that they're afraid to stand for the right, and Reagan wouldn't give in to Martin Luther King Day, and finally they had a meeting with him, and he did give in to it. And I'm going to tell you, there's some important old men in God today and some ladies that needs it far worse and deserves it far worse than what they did. Amen. Not just him, but others. And down at the house of God, there's things that are important. And what's not important is a Christmas tree in the altar and Santa Claus run. If they do that in my country, surely they don't do it around here. Who's on the Lord's side that just wants what God wants?
Amen.
Amen. That'll live the life and walk the chalk for God Almighty. And raise your young'uns in the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Whip them and bring them down to being obedient to their mom and daddy.
Amen.
And let them know you're the boss at the house and the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad of the journey.
Amen.
I never know what night or what trip I'm going to get out of here, and I don't want a dirty joke on my conscience. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
I want to do the best I can with what I have for Jesus' sake today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, sometime tonight you ought to cross this line. While Brother Larry's preaching sometime,
amen,
and say, God, I'm on your side.
Amen.
No matter the price, I ain't trying to really over-convince you to come. I'm just saying there ought to be a line somewhere where you'd cross the line and say, this is it for me. I want to lay a bunch of stuff aside and dedicate my life to God and the Christian life. Amen. Young'uns, that's good for you all. Thank God for Mom and Daddy.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody stand. I just want you to stand.